In 2016, the world witnessed something extraordinary. DeepMind's AlphaGo defeated 18-time world champion Lee Sedol at the ancient game of Go, a feat experts believed was decades away. The pivotal moment came in Game 2 when AlphaGo made a move so unexpected that commentator Fan Hui exclaimed, "It's not a human move, so beautiful." Move 37 wasn't just computationally powerful, it was creative. This watershed moment forced us to reconsider our assumptions about machine intelligence and human creativity. Can algorithms truly create? Are our own creative processes more algorithmic than we care to admit? These questions lie at the heart of Marcus de Sautoy's exploration of the frontier where mathematics, art, and artificial intelligence converge. As algorithms like DALL-E and ChatGPT continue producing increasingly sophisticated outputs, we find ourselves at a pivotal moment in understanding what makes human creativity special, and whether machines might someday share this distinctly human trait. Ada Lovelace claimed in the 1840s that machines could never originate anything, but only follow human programming. This view persisted until the shift from top-down programming to bottom-up machine learning. Today's algorithms make independent discoveries across medicine, finance, and other fields. Creativity means producing something new, surprising, and valuable. Philosopher Margaret Bowden identifies three types: exploratory, extending boundaries within existing rules; combinational, fusing different constructs; and transformational, rule-breaking innovations. Exploratory creativity, comprising about 97% of human creative output, aligns well with computer strengths in calculation and pattern recognition. The myth of the isolated creative genius receiving divine inspiration doesn't withstand scrutiny. While many creators, from ancient Greek poets to mathematician Ramanujan, credited supernatural sources, creativity typically follows logical patterns, even when creators can't articulate them. Innovation emerges more often from collective intelligence, what Brian Eno calls senius rather than genius. Creative processes require both fundamental training and that mysterious leap that transforms knowledge into innovation. Mathematics and Go, an ancient Chinese board game of extraordinary complexity, share remarkable similarities. While chess fell to computers in 1997, Go seemed insurmountable, requiring pattern recognition and intuition similar to mathematical exploration. Demis Hassabis left Cambridge determined to create a Go-playing computer through a revolutionary approach, a metaprogram that would learn through experience. His company, DeepMind, first mastered simpler Atari games before advancing to Go. When AlphaGo faced Lee Sedol in 2016, 280 million viewers watched. In Game 2, AlphaGo's Move 37 shocked everyone by breaking centuries of orthodox play, yet proved decisive later. After losing three games, Sedol countered with Move 78 in Game 4. A move AlphaGo assessed as having only a 1 in 10,000 chance, causing the machine to falter and lose. These matches demonstrated genuine machine creativity, novel, surprising, and valuable innovations. AlphaGo has revolutionized Go strategy, with traditionally discouraged moves now embraced. As Hassabis explains, Go had become stuck on a local maximum, but AlphaGo broke conventions to reveal a higher peak, measurably better by about 2 stones. Can algorithms create meaningful art? At the Serpentine Gallery, Gerhard Richter's 4900, 196 paintings of colored squares in 5x5 grids, captivated me. This pattern-seeking behavior is fundamentally human, the same instinct that helped our ancestors spot predators, now driving us to find meaning in randomness. Art's origins trace to early humans, 100,000-year-old paint kits from South Africa, and 40,000-year-old hand stencils in Indonesian caves declaring, "This is my mark. This is man." Modern art challenges representation itself through Duchamp's urinal, Cage's silence, and Barry's conceptual pieces. Computer art poses a similar question. If an AI creation moves you emotionally, does its algorithmic origin matter? Fractals, shapes with infinite complexity at any scale, revolutionized computer-generated art. The Mandelbrot set became iconic in 1980s club culture with its dreamlike infinite zooms. When Microsoft and Delft University created the next Rembrandt by analyzing 346 paintings, critic Jonathan Jones called it a tasteless, insensitive, and soulless travesty, arguing it missed Rembrandt's true genius of revealing inner life through art. Music and mathematics share deep connections through pattern recognition and structure. Leibniz observed that music is the pleasure the human mind experiences from counting without being aware that it is counting. Bach exemplifies this connection as one of the first musical coders, with his mathematical offering demonstrating an algorithmic approach following Frederick the Great's 1747 challenge. David Cope's Emmy program analyzed compositions by measuring interval tension. In The Game, a musical Turing test organized by Cope and mathematician Douglas Hofstadter, audiences consistently mistook Emmy's Bach imitation as genuine while rejecting authentic Bach as computer-generated. Hofstadter was disturbed by Emmy's emotionally evocative Chopin-style piece, questioning how a program that never lived a moment of life could create such moving music. Later, Gaetan Hajarez Deep Bach analyzed Bach's chorals as two-dimensional structures rather than linear progressions. In blind tests, listeners couldn't distinguish between real Bach and Deep Bach compositions 50% of the time, with even trained composition students misidentifying Deep Bach's work 45% of the time. Mathematics is fundamentally about creating beautiful patterns with ideas rather than colors or words. This revelation came to me at 13 through G.H. Hardy's A Mathematician's Apology, which portrayed mathematics as a creative pursuit where aesthetic sensibility rivals logical correctness. I long believed this creative aspect shielded mathematics from automation. But with algorithms now painting like Rembrandt and creating gallery-worthy art, could they soon recreate the mathematics of Riemann or publish in prestigious journals? Mathematical proof resembles chess. Axioms are starting positions, and logical deduction provides rules for movement. The true art lies in identifying worthy targets, as asking the right questions often matters more than providing answers. Computers have been invaluable proof partners for nearly 50 years. The four-color map problem was first solved in 1976 when Apple and Hawken used a computer to analyze 1,936 different map configurations, work impossible for humans alone. Though computer-aided proofs initially faced resistance from purists concerned about hidden bugs, they've become commonplace, with mathematicians developing verification systems to ensure their validity. Creativity and consciousness are inextricably linked. New phenomena can emerge from combinations, consciousness from neurons, wetness from water molecules, suggesting creativity might similarly emerge from algorithmic processes. Yet machines still lack self-reflection and judgment about their output, though adversarial algorithms hint at future possibilities. The fundamental barrier to machine creativity remains the absence of self-motivation. Human creativity stems from our consciousness and desire to break routines, helping us understand our place in the world and share inner experiences. Our creativity is also tied to mortality. Our finite existence drives us to leave something meaningful behind. If algorithms could endlessly produce perfect Chopin mazurkas, it would devalue the composer's actual choices. Until machines develop consciousness with feedback qualities similar to the human brain's awake state, they'll remain tools extending human creativity rather than creative entities. Perhaps the most profound question isn't whether machines can be creative, but what their creativity teaches us about ourselves. The ultimate value of creative AI may lie in how it helps us understand the algorithms running in our own heads, the patterns that make us human.